Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Doña Ana County Communications Coordinator, Luce Rubio, to talk to us about expanding countywide internet access to residents. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Hi, Emily. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Why is internet access important?
Internet access is important to the community because it enables us to do a lot of different things. Even though we've heard a lot about what students couldn't do during the pandemic, now a lot of students are getting connected and we're working on connecting even more students and even in a more solid way, not using hotspots. Wouldn't it be great if every student could connect naturally in their home? But there are other groups who also need to be connected. The elderly need access to better and more frequent telemedicine. Veterans need to look for a job, need to access services. Clinics, community centers, and small businesses even could access better service. And businesses, small and large, need access to better broadband service, not only to run their business, but also to offer it perhaps to customers, to expand their markets to bigger areas where they can sell their services or products.
What is the difference between internet access and broadband? Is it the one and the same?
We use it interchangeably. I am not a technical person, so I wouldn't be able to explain the technicalities of it. And I think it would take us a couple of hours to understand it for us who are not familiar with it. But we can use it interchangeably in this case because what they have to build is broadband access. What it will give us access to is being able to use the internet.
There's a new multi-agency who's collaborating to connect all county residents, Doña Ana Broadband. What is it and how are they accomplishing this?
That's correct. So the county is participating in this Doña Ana Broadband multi-agency group to help connect the whole county. You know, there are efforts in every county and every city, it seems, and throughout New Mexico. I'm sure people have heard about legislation that has been passed and monies that are being set aside to help connect everyone with broadband, but it doesn't happen by magic. It takes a whole community and it's taking a really big group of us working together to do different parts that are within our scope, within our area of influence and within our area of work in order to get the whole connection to work. Let me give you an example. In Doña Ana County, there are two of us working on it almost every week. We do a little something. And one of the things we did was partner with New Mexico's IT department, the Information Technology Department. They built an instrument to survey our whole county, and we are promoting the survey so that all the residents and all the businesses in our county participate and help us map out. So what we have right now is a very blurry picture that's been reported by others as to who has access, how fast is it, and where are we lacking access. And this survey will enable us to paint a much more clear picture with many more little dots. Where Emily lives and has access, it has this fast of an access. And where Lucy lives, there's a difference, right? And this will help us build a plan. So first we need to do the survey. First we need to paint the picture or plan out the map of where we're going. And this will enable us to build a plan that helps us plan out where could we do something, a quick change that will really make Emily's connection much faster along with her neighborhood. Or where do we need a bigger investment because there's really no connection. They don't have the last mile and there's all this terminology, but if there's no nearby service that could be possible, then we need to start from scratch. What can we do to help those very underserved communities in order to connect them? That's why we need everyone to answer the survey, because we don't know what we don't know. And this survey, unlike any survey you've taken before, will help us build a stronger, more robust plan that helps you and your neighborhood.
Going back to the multi-agency, you mentioned the state of New Mexico. What other agencies are involved in Doña Ana Broadband? This isn't an agency or the broadband service of Doña Ana County. Can you explain that?
Correct. We call it Doña Ana Broadband Group because we're working countywide, but it is taking a group of people that is making very likely allies out of us, but it includes NMSU, the Doña Ana Community College. The El Paso branch of the Dallas Fed is helping us with technical assistance and leadership training for us to help us accelerate our progress in connecting everyone and doing away with the digital divide. The Health and Human Services and Facilities Departments of the county are helping us. The City of Las Cruces is partnering with us too. In fact, the Digital El Paso is a group that is very similar to Doñana Broadband, and we partner with them to talk to El Paso Electric, who is also helping us promote the survey and other groups.
Now, once this survey is done, how are you going to help the community? Who is going to be able to receive access to the internet?
So once the survey is closed on November 19, all the data is going to be in aggregate, plotted on a map, so that we can develop a feasibility study. The feasibility study is going to let us look at what businesses can be enhanced, so what residential areas can be quickly helped, and what would it take? What kind of a connection service? Is it satellite? Is it underground fiber? Is it a combination? What would make us get there quicker with the least amount of money and connect the highest number of people? But in order to do that, first we need the map, right, to get there.
And the map means you need everyone to participate in the survey. The survey is done in both Spanish and English. How are you reaching out to our residents?
We're reaching out by, you know, via social media. We wrote a news release and we're talking to friendly reporters like you who can help us get the word out. We are including print ads in Las Cruces Bulletin and Las Cruces Sun News. They wrote a wonderful article that I just saw today, but it was published yesterday. And we will mention it on radio advertisements. But what we really need is to reach out to people who have no access. So I don't underestimate the value of media and reaching out through the media for everyone to participate. But we're also working with the Health and Human Services Promotoras that work at the county and CA Community Action Agency Promotoras to actually go in person and reach out to people who have no access and help them participate in the survey, because it is available also for people who have no access in print form through the promotoras. It's also online. If you know anybody that doesn't have access, please help them fill out the survey. They can answer the questions and you can fill them out online for them, or you can print out the survey and let them fill it out on their own. And then I will enter those surveys with the help of Doña Ana Community College students.
Now, the survey starts on Friday, October the 1st, and goes through November the 19th?
Yes, it does. However, the links are live now. As soon as we finish this interview, you and I can take that survey from our home computer, and those responses are valid and are being counted. And the reason it started a little bit early is because we wanted to be able to help to reach out to those people who have no access. So we needed the links to be live early. So the state helped us out by opening up the survey a little bit early, but officially it begins on October 1st. You can take it anytime.
And where can they find these surveys?
You can go online to www.doñaanabroadband.com. And it's also available in Spanish by adding /nuestra. But if you go to doñaanabroadband.com, you can see really easily there's a button to take it in Spanish, and there's a button to take it or to help someone take it if they have no access to broadband or internet themselves.
What other challenges does Doñana Broadband face to connect everyone?
Well, the usual challenges that arise, right? So there's never enough money to do everything you want to do. There's no perfect solution. There are resources. So the other person from Doña Ana County, the director of information technology here, and I are working on broadband as well as the other projects and our full-time job. This is kind of a volunteer, almost a volunteer endeavor, although it is so important to residents that we make it part of our jobs and we make time for it because it's so important, and so we can see the need. So who owns broadband access? It's really the whole community, and whose job is it, right, to ensure everyone is connected? It's going to take a partnership. It's going to be the county. It's going to be the internet service providers. It's the educational institutions who are also maybe getting grants that can help and say, hey, I'm going to connect this group of people here. You go and connect that other group of people over there. Governments are very good at building infrastructure. but the infrastructure alone won't get us there. We need the ISPs, we need the businesses, we need education, and we need competition. We don't want to make it available just to one service provider, right? To make it affordable to everyone, we need to attract several service providers so that you can get the best deal for you.
Will these other service providers be able to offer discounts, a lower price than what is being offered now?
I would hope so. In our feasibility study and in our work going forward, we are keeping very front of mind, very top of mind, the fact that access doesn't only mean building the infrastructure, but it also means making it affordable to everyone who lives in our county. And we have a wide range of income levels. The other thing is, do people have the knowledge to understand why this is so important to them, how to use it, how to get connected? Do they have a device? So we have subgroups that are working on skills development, and we're a small group that is working on, once we connect everybody, those people that are newly connected, how can we help them get a device into their home so that they can take advantage of the broadband?
Some laptops were being offered to students free of charge. Will this also be available to low-income residents that need this equipment?
We are looking into everything that would be available. As you know, at the state and the federal level, they are also looking at what do we need to do to make sure everybody has broadband. And they are also developing programs and ideas around what about devices, what about knowledge, what about training. You know, a professor at NMSU is thinking about what if we help a combination of education and information technology students reach out to the elderly in congregate settings, right? Once we get past this pandemic, maybe we could go and hold workshops with the elderly or with kids and have a different type of learning venue for people and deliver what they need so they can have fun and they can also access things they need.
This is a new reality for our community, for the nation, for the world. The pandemic since March of last year has made internet access very important to the community. How else can it make a difference?
Well, you know, I'm thinking about this learning experience, for example, where we get students or younger kids go to congregate settings of the elderly and not just visit and bring smiles, right? But bring a little bit of knowledge and how can we connect you on your iPad or your laptop, or do you want to listen to music or watch certain movies on your phone? And how awesome would it be if we were able to do that now and we connected the elderly with the young, and beyond learning, we taught each other. The elderly could teach us more about the history of Doñana County, their own stories, and contribute to the cultural knowledge, while younger people could say, and I know how to watch a new cartoon. Let me show you how to do that. Or let me show you how to block a number that keeps calling you and it's not a number that you want calling you. Or let me help you how to access that telemedicine appointment next time you need it. Remember, go to doñanabroadband.com and please take the survey, participate.
So this is very important to the community, and we need to have this countywide effort to reach out to residents to participate in the survey. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Luce Rubio, Communications Coordinator for Doña Ana County, to talk to us about this very important access to the internet.
Thank you so much for having me, Emily. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.